Vienna, Austria at the 2017 World Credit Union Conference with Mr. Michael Radway. How are you, sir?
Mike, I'm great. I'm very glad to be here. I'm over my jet lag and I'm having a wonderful time.
Excellent.
Meeting people from all over the world. There are, I guess, 58 countries represented.
58.
It's really an eye-opening experience for those of us who tend to only think about what goes on inside our own country, and
exactly.
We get to learn about what's going on in the other 57 countries.
We're busting out of our little silo and coming out here and networking and learning some really cool stuff. You're here representing the NCUA. Well, I mean, you're talking about regulation of corporate governance and financial cooperatives. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, it's a little bit of a mouthful, and I'll confess that we didn't choose the title for the session, but it was a combination of both. What does regulation look like? And the panel was myself and someone from the Canadian Credit Union League. Mm-hmm. And so it was both what does government regulation look like in your country and what does corporate governance within a credit union's board of directors look like, and what are sort of best practices in both areas. Mm-hmm. So she explained things a little bit from the Canadian perspective, and I did it from the U.S. perspective, and we took a sort of poll of the audience before the session began, and I'm not sure that we had all 58 countries represented, but I would estimate that we had it at least 30. It was a really good mix of people from all over.
I think it'd be a very popular session indeed. Definitely, definitely. Can you give me real briefly a couple of best practices that, you don't have to go into great detail, but just a couple?
Well, there's sort of two factors. So one is the sort of financial background, and you want to make sure that all of your directors have at least the ability to read and understand a balance sheet and an income statement. And if they don't have that skill set, you want to try and make sure that they get it fairly quickly. Yeah. In the U.S., we encourage all board members to come up to speed on that sort of stuff within 6 months. Then beyond that, the important thing is not that every single member of your board of directors have expertise in all of the various risk areas that a credit union may have, but rather that collectively they have the expertise they need in order to set policy and manage the board. And so not everybody has to be a cybersecurity expert. Not everybody has to be an interest rate risk expert. They can rely on other board members to fill in gaps where they're less strong. And so the board has to think about, okay, what are our gaps? What are we missing? And there was a wonderful story that you were present for at the opening session, where the speaker was talking about how gaps occur sometimes in decision making because you don't have enough diversity of opinions. And the example that she gave was an experiment that was looking at the speed of which animals move and what things happen, and it was based by a company that was Scandinavian, and so they were used to elk and reindeers and so forth, and the software didn't work in Australia because they had kangaroos go up and down instead of just sideways.
Yeah.
And it's understanding those kinds of gaps.
Yeah, it was Susan Ettlinger.
Yeah,
talking about big data and artificial intelligence and stuff like that, and the little pitfalls that if you don't plan for that type of stuff is can send you in the wrong direction very quickly. So what are a couple of key takeaways that you wanted your audience to take back to their credit unions session?
The number one key takeaway was to understand the concept that not everybody has to be an expert in everything, and that but everybody probably needs to be an expert in something.
Something.
So everybody has to bring something to the table. And the second is that it's important to be able to ask good questions and not to be afraid to ask questions, and to make sure that management shares information. So because if you have the information you need and you have the collection of minds that understand how to analyze it, then you can set the direction for your credit union.
No doubt. What is the importance of this today? I know it's obviously important, but from your perspective, why is it so important right now?
It's particularly important for us as regulators because I think in the United States and in other countries as well, we're trying to be a little bit less hands-on micromanagers of the decision-making that gets done at credit unions. The way I explain it to people is we want you to understand where you want to go and have your own idea of how to get there. And we're not necessarily going to be the ones who are going to tell you what route is going to be the best route. We're going to make sure that you don't veer too far off course and enter into unsafe and unsound areas. But it's not our job to find the best path for you, but rather to make sure that your path is a logical one. And that's important for everybody at a credit union.
It's vitally important, vitally important. I'm going to get you off the hot seat here. One more question for you. What do you want to learn? You've been giving at this conference. What do you want to learn here? What do you want to take back to the NCOA and talk to everybody there about?
The most important thing is to understand that not everybody does things the way we do. And sometimes there are good reasons for that. Mm-hmm. And so you can learn from credit unions, large and small, from all kinds of countries, because their entire frame of reference is different from yours. Mm-hmm. And everybody takes away a little bit something different as a result of that. But it's a wonderful experience that you meet people from other countries, and they're just incredibly generous with their time and energy in explaining how they do things, and you explain how you do things, and it's just a great exchange of information.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to see a new perspective on things. You know, you may have been operating on one way for so long, and then you meet somebody here from another country. Oh, well, no, we're doing it this way. And you're like, oh my gosh, really? So, very cool stuff. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for stopping by.
To be here.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the wonderful job you're
doing. Oh, thank you.
The MC here.
Thank you. It's so much fun. Well, thank you for being in the audience, and keep up the good work. All right, you're doing such a good job. We should start a show, the Mike and Mike Show. All right, we should do that someday.
That way, when somebody says Mike, at least one of us will look up, right?
Exactly. All right, Mike. Good. Thanks again.